very well up south side. They tried to go to the high post, got it missed. And now back door cut, and the Bobcats with a deflection and a steal. That was Hunter Trinkler, got the ball for Thayer, running the floor up the left side. We are playing with a shot clock here in Arkansas. Bobcats get the ball to Heath Combs on the right side wing, looking to the high post, nobody open. Here's Trinkler taking it toward the hole. Kick out to Belcher, an extra pass to Hollis for three. It's off the rim. And we got a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on the south side Southerners. Clifton Pate going to be whistled for the foul. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Inbound down under the bucket. It was good inside position by Heath Combs as he went up high to try and get the rebound. Pate cut him under from the backside. Combs inbounds the ball, got it to Decker. Decker bounced kind of out to down low to Belcher. Ball is stolen by Morrow. Morrow with a two-on-one goes to the right side all the way. The bucket shot is no good. Rebounded by Belcher for Thayer. Bobcats wanting to run the other way. Belcher takes up the floor, gives out to Hollis, trailing the play. No look pass down to Combs on the baseline. Back out top to Trinkler, to Combs, to Belcher in the corner for three. That one's off the rim. Long rebound comes out, and Heath Combs runs it down for the Bobcats. Heath looking inside, had a man open, didn't see him. Bobcats the reset. 14 seconds on the play clock. And here's Hollis Becker travel with the basketball out top. Made a head and shoulder fake before he put the dribble down, and he was called for the travel. So Bobcats turned it over. 6:47 to go in the first quarter. No score here at Lyon College in Batesville. Thayer Bobcats and the Southside Southerners were right here in Batesville. Morrow takes the ball up the court, feeds off to Allen, number two. Allen in the corner to Morrow. 1-3. Combs jumps out on him, presents him for shooting it. He drills out to the wing, now goes down to the baseline for Allen. They're overloading the right side of the Bobcat zone. Got it down low, and now inside for Williams. Goes up with a shot, and he scores. First 2 points tonight to Caden Williams. He's a 6'11 kid from Batesville Southside. Thayer Bobcats run the ball in a hurry up the floor. Got it to Hollis Decker. Now to Combs. Combs dribbles toward the bucket. Loses the handle. Picked up by Morrow. He lost it, but we get a foul call. That's going to be on Heath Combs. That'll be a bit of a frustration and hustle foul on Heath. Heath lost the handle dribbling into the lane as he went to pass it. And then committed the foul trying to get it back. So here comes Southside with the ball. 6:08 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats down two. Southside got it down in the corner to Trey Allen. Back out front and around the horn from Pate off to Sparks. Sparks with a three-point ball. No good. Rebound. Heath Combs for Thayer. He's playing well here in the early going. Bobcats pushing up to Trinkler. Now to Hollis Deckard on the wing. Back out front. The Bobcats reset the offense with 24 to go on the shot clock. Belcher takes it to the top. Swings it right side. Now down in the corner to Trinkler. Trinkler, the freshman. Looking for the shot. Can't find it. Gives it out to Belcher. Belcher bounces in the lane, pulls up with a left-handed jumper. Left is short, no good. Rebound off to Williams. Here comes Southside, chance to add to their two-point lead. Allen up the right side of the floor. Long cross-court pass to Morrow. Morrow looking to penetrate, does. Kicks it back outside for Pate. His three-pointer is good. Told you in the pregame, these boys can shoot the three. Thayer Bobcats down five early. Hollis Decker got it to Belcher. Belcher for three. It's good. Jaden Belcher with a three-pointer. That three-point shot made, brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fayette. Bobcats get back within two with that three-pointer. And here comes Southside with the ball, taking their time, walking it across the floor, up across the timeline. Just under 5 minutes to play in the quarter. They get into the offense on the left corner of the Sparks. Sparks outside. Shot is up, no good. Long rebound taken by Pate. Gives it up to, he keeps it in the corner. Now gives it up outside to Pate. Pate dumps it to the high post. That's Williams. Big man looking to drive to the basket. Gets inside. His shot is blocked by Belcher, but they're going to call a foul on Jaden. Jaden at about 6'5". Williams at 6'11". He's going to go to the free throw line, try to add to his point total. It's 5-3 Southside over the Thayer Bobcats. The first free throw for Caden Williams is good. 3 points for him in the game. Thayer making a substitution. Now Heath Combs will check out. Number four, the sophomore, Carter Nicholson, will check in. Second free throw for Williams is up. Too hard off the rim. No good. Riley White yanks down the rebound. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to tie here as somebody hits one from downtown. Trinkler's got it. Gives it over to Nicholson. Nicholson bounces into Riley White. Spins in the lane and is going to get fouled as he makes the spin move. Foul going to be on number 32. That is Grady Sparks for Southside. Thayer Bobcats will inbound ball and get a fresh 35. Nicholson will be the trigger man just to the right side of the glass along the baseline. Got it into Hollis Deckard. Now to Belcher in the lane. Short jumper. Left it short. Rebound is tipped out front. Nicholson's got it for Thayer. 2:35 for Thayer. Belcher going to the bucket all the way hard. Now kicks it back outside as Williams was there waiting for him. Now to Carter Nicholson. He goes into the lane, lays it up with the left hand. No, but he's fouled. And that's going to go against number 33, Caden Williams. Third team foul here in the first quarter on Southside. The Thayer Bobcats will send Carter Nicholson to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Nice aggressive play there, and that's what the Bobcats are doing offensively. They're trying to take the ball right into the paint, right at the big for Southside. And the first free throw for Nicholson is good. So a pair of Bobcat sophomores, and now another sophomore checks into the game. Riley White is out, and Bentley French checks in for Thayer. Here's Nicholson. The second shot is up, and it's good. So Nicholson's got two, and the Thayer Bobcats back to within one at 6-5. We're midway through the first quarter. 4 minutes exactly on the clock as Southside breaks the timeline. Down to 28 on the shot clock. They swing it in the right corner to Allen. Holds it high. Going inside to Williams. Backdoor cut. Now got it off, and we got a whistle and a three-second call on Southside. Williams got in the lane. Couldn't get out. Three-second call, and here come the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to take the lead here with 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Franklin brings up the floor, gives to Belcher, fires the three. That one's long off the rim. No rebound control by Trinkler. Gives it off to Bentley. French, and Bentley puts it up and in. This young man, he's big. He's got a big body, and he's got a soft touch around the rim. Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 7-6 over the Southside Southerners with 3:21 to go in the first quarter. There's a long pass down low. Hits the backboard. And a rebound taken by Carter Nicholson for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Nicholson got it down to Hollis Deckard. Deckard all trying to throw across court, and there's nobody there. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Southside ball. Hollis Deckard tried to make the skip pass over the top, and there was nobody there. They didn't see it coming, and it taken off to the bucket. So Thayer turns it over. Southside with it, down by one. 3:05 to go in the quarter. 15, Ross Morrow with it. Gives over to Trey Allen. Allen is in the right corner for Sparks. Sparks holds it high, trying to pass it inside. Ball deflected and out of bounds by the Bobcat defense. Nice play by Jaden Belcher there for the Bobcats defense. Southside wants to work it into their bigs. Bobcats in that zone defense are doing a good job denying the entry pass in the lane. Oh, there was a push and no call. Wow. Southside gets it in, gets it out on top. Now they'll swing it around to Allen for three out of the corner. No good, and the rebound controlled by Bentley French. Or the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to add to their lead now. Here's Hollis Deckard. Takes up the middle of the floor, gets the Belcher. They'll swing it around the horn for Trinkler. Trinkler fires a three. It's good. The freshman hits one. A three-pointer brought to you by our good friends over at Community First Banking Company. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by four at 10-6. Southside with the ball. They'll swing it around in the left corner for Pate. Pate bounces it down low. Now back out to Morrow for a long three, and he nailed it. Ross Morrow with a long three. That's the second made three of the night for the Southerners, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to one. Here's Trinkler. Gives around to Carter Nicholson on the wing. Carter going in the lane. Gives it up now to Belcher. Belcher shoots a floater off the back rim. No good. Rebound bobbled around and goes out of bounds off the hands of Southside. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 35 on the shot clock. Minute 57 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Southside Southerners. Carter Nicholson triggers into Belcher. Belcher spins right, fake, shoots. That shot rejected by Williams. Belcher gets it back, swings around to Nicholson in the corner for another three. It's off the back rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Southerners. Watch their game, at least part of their game the other night. They like to do that, just swat the ball out to their guards. That time there was nobody there. The ball went out of bounds. Baird inbound with 35 on the shot clock. Got to Belcher. Belcher steps in the lane. Little baby hook shot is up and good. Jaden Belcher now with five early. And the Thayer Bobcats back up by three at 12-9. Southerners bringing it the other way. Now the minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats, the top seed, up by three. South side with a basketball. Right side is Morrow. Swings it around the horn all the way down the left corner to Pate. Pate back out to Morrow on the wing. He'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble drive, into the lane. Ball poked away from him, and he traveled with the basketball. Ball was poked by the defense. That was a nice play by Hollis Deckard. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. Southside and Coach Morrow wants to talk about it. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter. They are up 3, 12-9. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time for the holidays. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer invites you to shop local with savings on products from Cinch, Carhartt, Wrangler, Montana Silversmith, and others. We're offering 15% off all boots, clothing, and toys. Yeti products are 20% off, and there's special savings on Clearance, Woman's, Ariat's, Hilo's, and Cruiser's footwear. Perfect for the holiday budget, grab an additional holiday rebate on select Ariat products. Shop now and save at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply.
Timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Capri Bristow and Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with the ball at a three-point lead here. Down to a minute to play in the first quarter. Bobcats have made a substitution. Dominic Boyce has checked in. Hollis Deckard with the ball down in the left corner. They're swinging around the horn. Now Trinkler with it. Trinkler penetrates, kicks it back out to Deckard. Down the corner to Dom. He shoots a three. It's off the rim. No good. And the long rebound comes out to Southside, and they travel with it again. Number three had it. That was Clifton Pate, and he fell down. That's a travel, and the Thayer Bobcats control the ball with just, 50 seconds to go. They'll inbound down under their own bucket. Dominic Boyce will be the trigger man. Got into Belcher. Belcher just outside the lane. Pulls up with a little fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound is run down by Dominic Boyce, and he had it poked away and out of bounds. So Thayer Bobcats remain in possession with 45 seconds to go. 35 on the shot clock. They try to get a pass down inside to Boyce, and the ball is tipped by the defense and goes out of bounds. Dominic Boyce inbounds it to Deckard around to Belcher. Belcher back out front to Deckard, and now to Trinkler, shoots a three. It's good! Hunter Trinkler with a second three-pointer tonight, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 6, 15-9, with 28 seconds to go. Shot clock is off for Southside. They can hold it for the final shot of the quarter. They swing it around down in the corner for Pate. Pate gives it to a cutter in the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it outside to Morrow. His shot is blocked by Trinkler. Hollis Deckard picks up the loose ball. Bobcats wanting to run. Got it up to Trinkler on the wing. Pulls up 15-footers off the rim. French with a rebound. Has his shot rejected. Belcher follows it up and in. Thayer Bobcats are crashing the boards hard tonight. Here comes Southside. Shot at the buzzer from half court. No good. That's the end of our first quarter play. Our score, 17-9. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Southside Southerners. We'll be back to the Lyon College Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges get you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
We're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Trinkler's got it in the corner. Drives the baseline. Shoots a floater. No good. Bobcats crash the boards again, but Southside, Williams got the rebound. He gives it off outside. Now down to Pate in the corner. Three-point shot is good. Number three, Clifton Pate hits his second three-pointer of the night. That cuts the Thayer Bobcat lead to 5 at 17-12. Thayer gets into a motion offense as Southside playing the zone defense. Bobcats swinging around the Hollis Decker. Down the corner to Dominic Boyce. Out to Bentley French, and he gets tied up at the high post. That's a nice play by Caden Williams, and it'll be Southside ball on the alternating possessions. They'll inbound with 7:22 to go in the second quarter. First half action here from the Lyon College Tournament, presented by Mark Martin Chevrolet. Actually, the Mark Martin Automotive Group, I guess I should say that. Fisher. Southside with the ball on the left side is Clifton Pate. Bobcats jump out on him. He gives it up to Allen, top of the key. Now to Sparks, and back out front and around in the corner. Second three-point shot from there. No good for Pate. Couldn't hit that one. He had hit two in a row prior to that. The Thayer Bobcats got the rebound, bring it the other way. Belcher in the corner, fakes the three, steps inside the defense, goes to the bucket, lays it up off the window and in. Jaden Belcher with the bucket. Thayer Bobcats will make a substitution here. Dominic Boyce will check out. Heath Combs back in the game. Thayer here in the second quarter with Deckard, Belcher, Trinkler, French, and Combs in the lineup. Thayer leads it by five, 17-12. Wait, they just scored that bucket. I guess they waved it off. They waved off the bucket. Here comes the south side with the ball shot down on the baseline. It's blocked by Belcher. Bobcats come up with a loose ball. Heath Combs got it. Gives it up to Hunter Trinkler. Freshman brings it up the left side of the floor. Gives to Combs. Combs back to Belcher. Belcher out on top between the circles. Handles it with the right hand. Gives it up to Hollis Decker. Hollis swings it to the left side. Combs in the corner. Belcher takes the shot. Now goes to the high post to French. French squares up to the bucket, takes it down the left side of the lane, and it's going to be called for a travel. Yep, took an extra step in there trying to get around big Caden Williams. Kid is 6'11", and he's a player. Thayer making a substitution now. Looks like Bentley French will go to the Bobcat bench. Riley White back in the ballgame, so Thayer's gone through the rotation. And they're back to the starters on the floor. 6:04 to go in the second quarter. Thayer leads it 17-12. First 2 minutes of the second quarter. The only bucket, the three-pointer by Pate for Southside. They've got it now. They got it down in the corner for Williams, way out from the bucket. He's not comfortable handling the ball out there, and he gives it up. Now they'll go down to the right side. Got it to Pate in the corner. Going to the high post to Williams. Kick it back out. Down in the corner to Allen for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Riley White dinks down the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Trying to add to that five-point lead. Trinkler brings the ball into the front court. Thayer led so far in scoring by Jaden Belcher. He's got 9 first-half points tonight. Glad have been scoring in the season opener, too. Here's Hollis Deckard open for a three. That one's off the rim. Riley White had the rebound to Belcher. Belcher lays it up and under the defense. No good. Rebound poked away by Riley White. Picked up now by Trey Allen for Southside. Allen gives it up out front to Morrow. Morrow backs it out. Three-point line on the wing. Gives the ball up to Williams. He turns, shoots from the free throw line. That's no good. Rebound is tipped out. Saved from out of bounds by Southside. Morrow's got it again into the free throw circle. Swings it to Pate in the left corner. Bobcats jump on him. He's deadly from out there. And here's Williams trying to throw it down low to Sparks, and he threw it out of bounds. Good there, Bobcat defense. And with 4:51 to go in the first quarter, Southside makes their first substitution, number 11. Checking into the ballgame for Southside, that is Corbin Foster. Bobcats with the ball. Hollis gives to Belcher on the baseline. A little 12-foot jumper is good. Belcher's in double figures with 11. The Thayer Bobcat lead is back to 7 at 19-12. Southside walking up the floor, 4:29 to go in the first half. The Thayer zone defense has been really good, really aggressive tonight. Much more so than in the Mansfield game. And here's a tip pass picked up again by Southside. Going to the bucket is Allen. Goes up high for a shot, but he's going to get fouled. The shot was blocked by Riley White, but the foul is going to be called on number 11, Heath Combs. That'll be foul number 2 on Heath. And Carter Nicholson will get up and head into the game for the Thayer Bobcats after the first free throw. Allen fouled in the act of shooting, has not scored in the game, and misses the first free throw. And Carter Nicholson back in the game for Thayer. Allen will shoot another free throw. It is up, and this one's good. So he's on the board now. 4 different Southside Southerners have scored tonight. 4 Thayer Bobcats have scored in the game. And they bring it up into the half-court set, down to 27 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes in the corner to Hollis Decker. Decker, he's out to Trinkler, around the horn to Nicholson. Long three-point shot is up, rattles in and out, pops out. And Caden Williams down with a rebound for Southside. Here come the Southern. Time to climb back this game. They're down 6 here with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. They got it in the corner to Pate. Pate gets it to Williams. He's 15 feet from the bucket. We get a whistle. And we've got a foul. Foul's going to be called on Riley White that time as he fouls Williams that he made the catch. Non-shooting foul, just the second team foul in the quarter against the Bobcats. Southside looking inbound the ball. They'll bring it way outside to Pate. Gives it back down to Morrow in the left corner. and he'll back it out to the top. That's where they'll start it with 3.5 minutes to go. Ball goes down in the corner, now trying to get it inside. Ball deflected by Riley White, and he comes up with a loose ball. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Chance to add to a 6-point lead on this possession. Now the 3:20 to go in the first half. Thayer with it, Trinkler gives it up to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson goes in the left corner to Hollis. Hollis Deckard back outside and around the horn to Trinkler. Trinkler back out to Nicholson on top. Trying to break somebody open for a three. Deckard's got it now on the left wing. Back to Nicholson. Looking inside, nobody getting open in there. Good possession here defensively. Thayer down to 5 seconds on the shot clock. And there's almost got to get it to the high post, and the ball stolen by Caden Williams. So Thayer turns it over as the shot clock was running down on him. With 2:50 to go, Faithful's got it back. Feed it inside to Williams. Williams, he gets tied up by Riley White, and the possession arrow will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. Possession arrow to Thayer with 2:44 to go in the first half. Bobcats up by 6, 19-13. Here's Belcher on the right side, out around the wing. Puts it on the floor one time, feeds it around the horn to Deckard. Thought about taking the three, doesn't. Gives it on the left baseline to Belcher. And Belcher, still be called, oh, you got to be kidding me. Call for an offensive foul. Jaden Belcher picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Bobcats here in the second quarter. Faithful has not been called for any. They've been called for 3 in the game. Bobcats have been called for 5. Faithful with the ball down by a 19-13 score. They swing it around the perimeter. That Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup zone, which has been really good tonight. We'll talk about that on the halftime show, how good the defense has been. Here's almost another steal by Trinkler. Ball picked up by Foster. Foster goes to the free throw line, kicked it down the corner. 3-point shot. Partially blocked, and a rebound comes off to the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White tipped it out to Belcher. White should get credit for that rebound. Got it to Deckard. Deckard swings the ball down inside to Riley White. Power move toward the bucket. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. That foul's going to be on big number 33, Caden Williams. That'll be his 2nd of the game. Riley White, who has not scored tonight, going to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to add to a 19-13 lead. Looks like Southside getting ready to bring Sparks back in the ballgame, the big 6'8 kid. Free throw for Riley White is up and good. Well, Bobcat senior, the all-region defensive end, all-region football team announced today. By the way, Jaden Belcher out of the game for Thayer. Bentley French is back in. And here's the 2nd free throw up and no good by White, rebounded by Southside. By the way, Southside got the 6'11 kid, Williams, out of there. As number 32, Sparks, checked back in. Williams picked up his 2nd foul. He'll sit for the rest of the half. Thayer up by 7. Southside with the ball. They got it in the right corner for Allen. Allen swings it back outside for Morrow. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Gives it to Pate on the wing. Back to Morrow down on the baseline. Got it into Foster. Foster goes into the lane. Puts the shot up and good. Nice play by Foster to get that one up over the outstretched hands of Riley White. Become the Thayer Bobcats, the lead down to 5. Now with 1:13 to go. Hollis Deckard on the dribble drive. Keeps it back outside. Nicholson's got it on the left side wing. Back to Deckard. Thought about stepping into a 3. Does it. And gives it over to Trinkler. Trinkler now to Riley White on the right wing. Back out to Trinkler. He'll fire the 3, and it's good. 3rd one of the night for Hunter Trinkler. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is now at 8, 23-15. We're down under 1 minute to go. Thayer Bobcats with lead. That 3-pointer, by the way, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Southside with the ball in the free throw circle. Pate had it in the corner. Now gives it back outside. They're going around right to left, trying to get their big man open in the paint. And Bobcats just aren't letting it happen. There's a quick pass down inside this time for Sparks. And Sparks looks like he's going to get fouled. It'll be an inbound play for Southside. And the foul called on number 21, Hollis Deckard. And number 10 checking into the ballgame for Southside. Foster coming out after getting that shot. Number 10 is Halsey. Inbound play for Southside. They bring it in way out front. Oh, dangerous pass there. And the shot clock is now off with 23 seconds to go. Here's a 3-point shot from out top. An air ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer time to get the ball up and get a good shot here. See if Thayer can go up 10 or 11. in the first half. Hollis Deckard bring it up. 13 as he crosses half court. Gets into the offense. Right side to Trinkler. Trinkler to Nicholson. Now to French, and French has it stolen. Ball taken by Holsey. Holsey, quick pass up the court, all the way to bucket, and a shot. Good! Number two, Trey Allen breaking to the bucket, will hit the layup. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Thayer 23, Southside 17. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes. Our halftime report brought to you by our good friends over at 5D Screen Printing in West Plain. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're back here at Alliance College. Sorry about that. Alliance College in Batesville, Arkansas, the semifinals of the men's Mark Martin Alliance College High School Basketball Tournament. And the top-seeded Thayer Bobcats lead the Southside Southerners at the half, 23-17. Bobcats got out to a good start. They outscored Southside 17-9 in the first quarter. And then Southside actually outscored the Bobcats 8-6 in the second quarter to get back to within 6 points here at the half. Thayer Bobcats are led by Jaden Belcher. The big sophomore has had a good night tonight. Already 8 or 11 points in the ballgame. And the freshman, Hunter Trinkler, has hit three threes in the first half. And that really is the two that are fueling the Thayer Bobcats offensively. But the difference between tonight's game and the season opener last week against Mansfield, Bobcats are playing really good defense tonight. They're in that 1-3-1 matchup, and they are really putting it together defensively here tonight against a really good Southside Southerners team. I told you at one point we talked about their game earlier. Earlier in the week, they had to play in the first round. Thayer got a first-round bye. But Southside led Greers Ferry Westside 30-3 at the end of the first quarter. This is a team that can score. You give them opportunities. So far tonight, they haven't done much with the ball on the offensive end. Again, 23-17, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Before we take another break, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, and they include the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters over there, boy, he does a good job, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forsler's Store in Thayer and Ashland, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. You need to go by and see them. They have some great Christmas specials going on right now. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. I will take a look at your first half stats in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in West Plains, We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
And we're back on the 5D Screen Printing of West Plains Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report. Before we get to the halftime stats, I looked over to my left here a while ago, and I saw three All-Staters. Well, four if you count football. And a whole bunch of Thayer Bobcat alum have made the way to the game tonight. Boy, how could you could win a lot of games with this team. Jordan Andrews, Cooper Clark, Brandon Prince, Easton Pitts, Devin Harrington, and Lane Grimes. Yeah, you give me that bunch, and I'd play anybody. All right, good to see Thayer Bobcat alum getting out and supporting their team here in the college, the Lyon College Tournament semifinal. All right, take a look at our halftime stats. First up for Southside, they're led in the scoring department by Clifton Pate. He's got 6 points. He's hit a pair of threes out of that left corner. 3 points for Ross Morrow on a three-pointer. That was the first point of the game. Trey Allen with 3 points, one of those from the free throw line. 3 points from the big 6'11 kid, Caden Williams. One of those came from the free throw line. And two for Foster. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by the big sophomore, Jaden Belcher. Belcher scored 11 in the first half. The freshman, Hunter Trinkler, with 9 in the first half. 2 points for Bentley French off the bench. 2 for Carter Nicholson from the free throw line. And 1 for Riley White. Hollis Decker did not score in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats have got to get the seniors, got to get him going offensively. He only scored 2 points in the season opener against Mansfield, but his reputation precedes him as a deadly shooter from the perimeter, and every time he touches the ball, there's at least two hands in his face, if not four. All right, Bobcats have made their way back out on the court, so our halftime coming to a close here pretty quick. Southside has not made their way back out on the court. Coach Morrow giving them all kinds of instructions here at the half. We'll see what adjustments both teams made as we get into the second half of the game. Hope you've enjoyed our 5D screen printing, Thayer Bobcat halftime report. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. By the way, Thayer Bobcat lead 23-17 over Southside at the half. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And we're back at Lyon College here on the campus. We're in the middle of the city of Batesville, Arkansas, where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Southside Southerners from right here in Batesville at the half, 23-17. Winner moves on to the championship game, by the way. Championship game will be on Saturday night at around 7 o'clock. And the winner will play the winner of the Mountain View Cedar Ridge game, which is coming up right after this game is over. Some of the Cedar Ridge folks are beginning to arrive here, and probably some of the Mountain View folks as well. All right, it's halftime again. Thayer Bobcats with a six-point lead over the Southside Southerners. Southside will get the ball to start the second half. See what adjustments they made in their game at halftime. They've got it out front, number 15 with it. Morrow feeds over on the left side to Trey Allen. Takes it back out to the top. Now to Pate, and then back in the corner to Morrow. Back out to Pate, holds it on the wing. Bobcats don't let him get open. He's a deadly shooter. This time they do get it down to Allen. His three-pointer out of the corner. No, he traveled with the basketball. Trying to get his feet squared up to the bucket. Trey Allen, number two, travels with the ball. So Thayer will get it just underway here in the third quarter. Trankler runs it up the court for the Bobcats. Gives it to Heath Combs. Bobcats back to their starters on the floor now. Trankler, Combs, Deckard, White, and Belcher. Combs and Trankler playing catch out front. They are trying to get the ball to Hollis Deckard. They just can't get it to it. Combs with it out front. Bobcats down to 14 on the shot clock. They'll give to Deckard. Deckard swings it over to Belcher. Now in the corner to Trinkler. Down to 9 on the shot clock. Bobcats get it to Combs. In the corner, Belcher. Somebody's going to have to shoot. Down to 4. Belcher, free throw line. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Jaden Belcher hits the fadeaway from the free throw line. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 25-17. That matches their biggest lead of the game at 8. Southside with the ball. They'll swing it around the horn. Got it over to Allen. Takes it out top. Now Trace places, gives it down in the corner for Morrow. Morrow got it to Williams. He'll swing it back outside to Allen. Allen on top to Morrow. Back to Williams in the paint. Turns, shoots with the right hand. Too hard off the rim. No. Trinkler down the rebound. Here comes the Thayer Bobcats. Chance to go up 10 with a bucket. Trinkler looking to drive to the bucket. Now backs it out. Gives to Belcher. He goes to the hole and gets it down to Riley White. Riley going up with a shot. That is blocked. And the rebound controlled by Heath Combs for Thayer. To Belcher. Go straight out Williams. Out to Deckard for three. It's good. Hollis Deckard. It's his first three-pointer of the season. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by 11. And Southside wants a timeout. 6:13 to play in the third. Thayer up 28-17. We'll be back to Lyon College in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
And this timeout's been brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. That three-pointer by Hollis Deckard, well, that was huge. Get Hollis going this year. And that three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats back on the defensive end with an 11-point lead. 6:04 to go, third quarter. Ball goes down the left corner, now inside to Williams. Big kid trying to punch it in the middle. Ball stolen by Decker. Bobcats off on the 3-on-2, and Decker will back it out. Didn't like the numbers. Didn't like the spacing. And the Bobcats get in a half-court set. Decker penetrates. Now to go up and under the defense. No. Kicks it back outside to Riley White. Now to Trinkler. Thayer will reset the offense with 20 on the shot clock. Trinkler goes to the right side. Out to Heath Combs. Swings around the horn to Belcher. Belcher to Decker. Going to shoot another three. A long one. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped up and around. Control. And now out of bounds, but we're going to get a foul called on Heath Combs. Heath Combs, that's just a hustle foul, trying to get there and keep that ball from going out of bounds. And he accidentally pushed a Southside Southern. So Heath Combs picks up his third foul of the game. He'll come out. And the Bobcats will send in Carter Nicholson. I'm sorry. Nicholson checks in for the Bobcats. Southside with the ball. They haven't scored yet in this quarter. We've played almost 3 minutes. And there's a travel out on the open floor by Clifton Pace. Started to pass it to the right side, then tried to stop it. He drugged the pivot foot. Well, Thayer got it after the Southside turnover with an 11-point lead. 5 minutes and change to go in the third quarter. Southside back in the zone defense. They're really starting to spread it out on the floor. Bobcats gets ball to Trinkler, steps into a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Williams with a rebound for Southside. Here come the Southerners. Coach Morrow waving them on, said, let's go, boys. Pick it up. Out on top. Morrow swings it around to Pate for three. That one's blocked by Belcher. Loose ball picked up. Outside it goes to Morrow for three. That's off the rim. Williams got the rebound. Going back up. Count it and a foul. Big 6'11 kid, Caden Williams, with his second bucket of the night while working hard on the offensive board there. Got fouled by the Thayer Bobcats, Jaden Belcher. And Belcher will pick up his third in the game, but he's got to stay out there. Riley White coming out of the game now for Thayer. Bentley French, Bobcat sophomore, will check in. And Williams hits the free throw, his second three-point play of the game. He's got six total. Here it comes. Thayer Bobcats up by 8, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Shot clock down to 25, and the Bobcats get into half-court offense. They got it out to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to penetrate, and he traveled. Yes, he did. He didn't come to a jump stop. Came down and shuffled the feet before he made the pass. That's what Hollis Deckard, being the leader he is telling him right now, you've got to jump stop. Both feet got to hit the floor at the same time. 4:21 to go. Southside, chance to get back within six here with a bucket. They swing it right side for Pate to Allen. Allen in the corner. And now back around on the left side to Pate. Open for the three, doesn't take it. He gives it up, cuts to the bucket, waves the shot up, no good. Williams working hard, got the rebound, can't follow it in, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 24, Hunter Trinkler, for the Thayer Bobcats. Call for the foul. That is his first of the night. And Caden Williams to the free throw line. He's perfect, 2 for 2, make it 3 for 3. Now 7 points for the big kid, 6-11. He just towers over everybody out there. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound Belcher for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats, trying to protect the 7-point lead now. 4 minutes gone by, 4 minutes remain here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Trinkler bounces it. Now to French at the top of the key. Bentley, one dribble, gives to Belcher for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Southside. Here come the Southerners. Chance to get back to within 5 with the bucket. They'll swing it down in the corner for Allen. Allen penetrates, now gives it outside. Almost a steal by Hollis Deckard. Ball's loose on the floor. It is off of Deckard, out of bounds on the far side out near midcourt. Southside will inbound it on the sideline. Now I think they want to know what to do about the shot clock, and I don't think it reset. Thayer never had possession. So shot clock will stay right where it is at 25. Belcher out of the game now for Thayer. Riley White will get back in. Jaden's going to have to protect himself a little bit with those three fouls. 3:35 to go, folks. This game's long ways from over. Just a 7-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Here's Southside. We're going to get a moving screen on Southside. Number 32, Grady Sparks called for the foul. That'll be his second. And it was obvious. Hollis Decker trying to go around the screen, and Sparks just threw a hip check into him out there. Thayer with a substitution out on the offensive end. Jaden Belcher back in the game. Riley White will check out. So Trinkler, Deckard, Belcher, Nicholson, and French in the game for Thayer. Bobcat threading the floor a little bit. They got the ball down the right corner to Deckard. Bouncing down to Belcher, working against Williams. Kicks it back outside. Nicholson for three. It's off the rim. No good. Williams yanks down the rebound for Southside. And Williams has been more aggressive on the boards here in the second half. Southside with it again in the free throw circle. Kick it out to Morrow. Morrow dumps it down to Williams just outside the paint. Trying to dribble into the lane, and he fell down. Should be a travel. No call. Shot is up. No good by Southside. And then an offensive rebound by Grady Sparks. He scores and gets fouled. Who they call the foul on? That's the fourth team foul against Thayer in the quarter. And the free throw is up and good for Sparks. So a three-point play. Sparks was a three-point play. Williams was a three-point play. And now here we go. Southside back within four, 28-24. Thayer's only scored 5 points in this quarter. Dominic Boyce has checked in for the Bobcats. Gets the ball down to Bentley French. The high post. Gets it right back. Dom passes, intercepted, Southside on the break. There goes Tate all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. And just like that, we've got a six-point game, 30-24. 2:36 to go in the third, and the Bobcats want a timeout. Coach Matt Pitts called that one in a hurry. We'll take 30 seconds. We'll be back. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley in Thayer. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Well, Thayer Bobcats head coach Matt Pitts called that timeout in a hurry to kind of stop the bleeding as Southside was on a bit of a run. They've now scored, 9 points in the quarter, all of them on three-point plays. Thayer Bobcats has only scored eight, and the lead is down to two, 28-26. Only took 2 points off the board for Thayer. Thayer had 30, and now they say 28. So Thayer's lead is two, but to put some points up for the wrong team. Here's a shot for Thayer. No good. And the rebound taken by Southside. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Southerners. Trey Allen on the right wing. Kicks out to Morrow. Morrow will back it out near the half-court line. Ooh, got to be careful. He's going to step over that line. Morrow directing traffic. 20 on the shot clock. Southside gets into the offense. They go right side to Allen. Takes out the top of the key. Now in the left corner to Morrow. Morrow. Looking at Williams, got it to him down the low block, working against French, lays it up, it's short, no good, gets his own rebound, back up, no, but a whistle and a two-shot foul coming for Caden Williams. Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats, number 24, call for the foul. And for Hunter, that will be his second of the game. And Caden Williams to the line to shoot two. First one is no good. He's now 3 for 5, and he's missed two in a row. Bentley French out of the game. Riley White will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer with the starters out there right now with the exception of Dominic Boyce in place of Heath Combs. Second free throw is no good. Rebound controlled by Riley White. So Thayer lead is two with 1:43 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats has trouble finding shots here in the third quarter thanks to this zone defense of Southside. And they've really spread it out on the floor. There are four players around the outside of this zone are all out around the three-point line. This time, Trinkler penetrates, gives the ball out to Hollis Deckard, on top to Dominic Boyce. Back over to Trinkler, steps into a three. That one's long off the rim. Rebound going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Southside ball with a chance to tie. 1:18 to go in the third. That was a good play down there by, I believe it was Trey Allen. Got his body between the ball and the Bobcat player and wouldn't let him get to it to catch it, and it went out of bounds on the baseline. Dominic Boyce out of the game as Riley White checks back in. Nope. Nicholson back in for Thayer. Southside with the ball down two. They got it right side. Oh, going to the bucket. Shot is up. Blocked by the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White with the block. Southside comes out with a loose ball, and then they lose it out of bounds. Thayer Bobcat ball. What a block by Riley White as he blocked the shot of number two, Trey Allen, going down the baseline. Bobcats with the ball up by two. 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hunter Trinkler with it, way out between the circles, gives to Carter Nicholson. Two dribbles toward the three-point line, gives it back out to Trinkler. Trinkler into the lane, shoots a floater with the left hand. It's no good. The rebound taken by Allen for a South Side. Down to 40 seconds to play. They've got to shoot it before the quarter is over. Down to 27 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to hold it for the final shot here in this possession. Coach Jeff Morrow, boy, he's a good coach, shouting instructions to his team. And boys, just slow down. 14 now on the shot clock. They'll get into the offense here with 12. Looking to go to Williams inside. Can't get him open. Morrow with it out top of the key. Leads over to Pate. Pate looking for the three. Now gives it to Allen. Allen shoots a floater at the shot clock. No good. And the shot and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And they're going to call it a shot clock violation on Southside. So 5 seconds remain in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. A little bit of full court pressure for Southside. Bobcats get it to Belcher, and ball's going to be kicked by the defense. So 1.3 seconds to go. Thayer leads it by two. Enough time to catch it, but you got to shoot it in a hurry. Here's Deckard. Well, you lose. Long shot from half court. Oh, it almost went in. Hit the side of the rim and bounced out. All right, 28-26. Thayer Bobcats lead it over the Southside Southerners after three quarters of play here at the Lyon College High School Tournament semifinal. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time for the holidays. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer invites you to shop local with savings on products from Cinch, Carhartt, Wrangler, Montana Silversmith, and others. We're offering 15% off all boots, clothing, and toys. Yeti products are 20% off, and there's special savings on clearance, women's, Ariat's, Hilo's, and Cruiser's footwear. Perfect for the holiday budget, grab an additional holiday rebate on select Ariat products. Shop now and save at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
We're back and set for our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats enter the fourth quarter with a two-point lead, 28-26. Haven't been a whole lot of scoring. These two teams are getting after it on the defensive end. Thayer was outscored, by the way, in the third quarter, 9-5. Good news is one of those buckets for Thayer, they only scored two, was a three-pointer by Hollis Decker. Bobcats swinging the ball on this possession around the three-point arch. Trinkler's got it now, looking to penetrate. Does, gives it back out to Deckard. Deckard pulls up in the free throw circle, bounces it down low to Riley White. Outside to Nicholson for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound taken by Riley White. They're going to call a held ball as White got tied up with Caden Williams, the big 6'11 kid. And Southside going to come out of there with the basketball on the alternating possession rule. That's a good rebound by Riley. He's in there battling the bigs for Southside. Southside with the ball, chance to tie the game here. They got it on the left side wing to Pate. Pate outside to Morrow. Now around on the right side to Allen. Allen back out and around to Pate on the left side again. They're going to get it to Williams. Nope. Back outside. Now they go to Sparks. Sparks dumps it on the baseline into Williams. He couldn't hang on to the pass. Picked up by Sparks. Outside to Morrow for three. No. And the Southside Southerners come out with a rebound. Kick it outside to Morrow. Three-point try again. No. Another rebound for Southside. Ball gets on the floor. We're going to have a held ball called. Riley White down on the floor with Grady Sparks get tied up, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. All these teams are battling. Thayer making a substitution. Heath Combs checking back in the ballgame as Nicholson will check out. Well, Thayer Bobcats with Riley White, Heath Combs, Belcher, Trinkler, and Deckard. Bobcats back to the starters on the floor. Belcher with it on the right side wing has not scored in the second half. Here's a give to Riley White, moves left, spins, puts a shot up off the window, no. He's Combs with a rebound, he can't follow it, and Sparks sinks down the rebound for Southside. Here come the Southerners again with a chance to tie it or take the lead. They got the ball to Pate, Pate backs it out, cleans it down the left corner to Allen, fakes the three, now drives baseline, pulls up with a shot, no. Rebound controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Hunter races up the left side, looking to go to the bucket, leaves it in the corner for Belcher for three, bingo! Jaden Belcher with another three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats are back up five. Boy, it's good to see that ball go in the basket. That is the second three-pointer made tonight by Jaden Belcher. Southside with the ball out on top. Morrow will shoot the three. It's too long. Rebound comes out to the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White got it to Belcher. Belcher and Deckard on the two-on-one. Belcher going to the bucket, gets fouled, and he'll score the basket. Belcher with a beautiful move to the bucket, drew the contract, got it in up over the front of the rim, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it again by seven. Belcher trying to make it an eight-point game from the free throw line. Belcher, very good free throw shooter, as you might imagine, being a good player. And the free throw is good, 17 now for Belcher. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to eight at 34-26 with 5:44 to go in the game. South side with the ball on the left side wing, Pate. He'll back it out. They'll reset the offense. 22 on the shot clock. Ball goes in the right corner for Allen. Back out to Morrow. Morrow having trouble hitting shots tonight. Gives it back over to Pate. Pate winged it. To the left side, Pate shoots a three, and it's good. Clifton Pate with a three-pointer. He's now got 11 points in the game, and we get a timeout called by Southside. We'll take 30 seconds. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley and Thayer. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 and Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges catch you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
And we're back to Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas. Semifinals of the Lyon College Men's Basketball Tournament. Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 35-29 over the Southside Southerners from right here in Batesville. Thayer Bobcats have never trailed in this game. They lead it 34-29 with 5:21 to play. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball following the timeout. Chance to add to their lead. Thayer going down the stretch here with their starters on the floor. So is Southside. Bobcats gets the Belcher in the free throw circle. Gives it out front to Heath Combs. He takes it to the right side. Hands it to Trinkler. Trinkler to Deckard on the left. Hollis puts on the floor. Gives to Belcher. Thought about taking the three. Backs it out. Down to 15 on the shot clock for Thayer. Got to Combs. Ooh, they had Belcher alone down underneath. Now they get him the ball, but the defense comes to him. He spins, trying to go open for the shot. Lays it up with the left hand. No good, and Belcher got the rebound. Ball was tipped by Combs right to Belcher. So Thayer gets a fresh 35 with 4:43 to go in the game. Up by 5 points. Deckard got it. Out of Combs. Combs right side. Now down in the corner for Belcher. Belcher puts on the floor one time. Now looking to get rid of it. And does to Riley White, who comes out to meet him. White back to Belcher, wide open for three, up the rim, no good, long rebound taken by Morrow for the Southerners. He might have traveled when he took off, no call. They get the ball down low to Allen. Allen in the lane, shoots and scores. That's a nice play. Trey Allen with contact, hits the shot, no foul called. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is down to three. Bobcats needing the bucket, this time down the floor. Belcher's got it on the wing. Looking inside, nobody open. He's going to get the Combs, and now left side to Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler dribbles out to the top of the key. Gives to Combs. Combs to Deckard. Deckard not open for the shot. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Combs has got it for Thayer. Back to Deckard with 8. Deckard looking to penetrate in the lane. Kicks it out. Belcher's shot with 4. It's good! Jaden Belcher with another 3. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. That is his 4th three-pointer of the night. No, 3rd three-pointer of the night, I guess. And the Thayer Bobcats lead is back to 6. 37-31. 20 points now for Belcher in the game. Southside with the ball. They dump it inside to Williams. Williams kicks it back outside for Pate. Thought about the three, and he's going to get fouled. Hollis Deckard coming at him. Got in the air. Came down right on top of him. So the foul on Hollis will be his 2nd of the night. Non-shooting foul. Came before he attempted the shot. He gave a little head and shoulder fake, and Deckard fell for it. Southside inbounds it. Got it in the corner for Pate. paint, looking to dribble his way open, couldn't get open, and gives it up to Morrow. Morrow, right side to Allen. Allen on the baseline, brings out to the wing, swings around the horn to Pate. Pate inside to Williams. Big kid kicks it back outside to Allen for three. It's off the rim. No good. Belcher rebound. Thayer Bobcats up six with the ball. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Now remember, we are in Arkansas. We're playing with a shot clock. Thayer forced to run an offense and shoot the ball eventually here with under 3 minutes to play. Bobcats working around the perimeter of the defense. Swings it to Hollis Deckard on the right side wing. Hollis gets it around to Belcher, and now Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler, quick pass inside to Riley White. Kicked it back out to Combs. Combs moving off the screen. Got down low with the ball. Got it out to Belcher. Belcher shoots the floater from 8 feet. It's good. Belcher is having a night. He's got 22, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is now 8 with 2:19 to play in the game. Thayer got the shot clock all the way down to 8 before they shot the ball. Southside with it. They can't afford to take that much time. They need buckets, and they need stops. They got the ball over to Trey Allen. Kicked it outside. Now over to Pate on the left side wing. Both teams with their starters on the floor right now. In fact, the starters have played most of the game for Southside. Here is Allen. Allen looking for the shot. Going in the lane. Got to Williams at the free throw line. His free jumper is up and good. Caden Williams with 9 for Southside. The Thayer Bobcat lead down to 6 with a minute 44 to go. Thayer will take their time and work this shot clock for all they can. East Combs has got it on the left side of the floor. Brings it out into the open court. Now directs traffic with the right hand. Gives it to Hollis Deckard. Bobcat senior guard. Draws the defense to him. Gives it back over to Combs. Combs takes it to the left side of the floor. Minute 26 to go in the game. 11 on the shot clock. And Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. Minute 22 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats call a timeout with a 6-point lead in the Lyon College Tournament semifinals. This timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, and Capri Bristow and Thayer. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament. Thayer Bobcats called that timeout. We were down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. They inbound it into the backcourt. Trinkler going to have to hurry here. Brings it into the front court and has it taken away. Ball's loose on the floor. Now picked up by Trinkler. And there's the shot clock violation. Yep. Southside never gained control, so the shot clock didn't switch over. So the Thayer Bobcats with a shot clock violation. And we're down to a minute 12 left in the game. Thayer leads it by 39-33. Southside with it. They got to get in a hurry now. They swing it around to Morrow. Morrow swings it over to Trey Allen. Now to Williams in the paint. Back outside. Long three-point shot is good for Clifton Pate. Pate hits a three, makes it a three-point game with exactly 1 minute to play. And Southside wants a timeout. 39-36. Thayer Bobcats lead. 1 minute to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And we're back at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament semifinals. The winner moves on to the championship game, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Can the Thayer Bobcats hold on as the number one seed and the defending tournament champion? They lead it by 3 with 1 minute to play. Southside going to apply a little full court pressure here. They need the ball. Thayer can run over half this minute off. Look, we're up playing with a shot clock. Here's Belcher to inbound it for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to hurry, and he got into... trying to get it in. The ball is off the hands of the Bobcats and out of bounds. Southside gets it back with 59.5 seconds to go, down by 3. Wow. Bobcats couldn't get the ball inbounds against the pressure on the inbound play. Inbound it. Got the Morrow for three out of corner. It's an air ball. Rebounded. No good. Williams for the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Now a one-point game there. Bobcats inbound the ball to Hunter Trinkler, and he gets fouled immediately in the backcourt. Bad news for Southside. That's only the second team foul in the fourth quarter. So Thayer will inbound it this time near midcourt, 57 seconds to go. And Southside is going to call their final timeout of the game. We'll take timeout as well. Well, let me tell you about some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters. We'll keep it right here. Our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball games every time the Bobcats take the court. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Street, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Allen Supported Living, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Forstler Store in Thayer and Ashland, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio, along with the Clary Funeral Home, Partners in Shine, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, Speed Trucking, Legacy Auto Body, Carter Funeral Home, and Toyota of West Plains. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball with a one-point lead. Oh, they threw it away. Ball goes. Oh, it's saved from out of bounds. Oh, no. They didn't get it saved. And Southside will have the ball. 55 seconds left. Down by one. 39-38. Thayer had a six-point lead 10 seconds ago. Southside will trigger it in. They got it in tomorrow. Morrow swings it around to Allen. Allen on the wing. They'll take their time, run their offense here. Shot clock is in effect. It's down to 26 with 45 seconds to go in the basketball game. Ball goes outside. Pate pulls up with a jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Going back up, and the ball is stolen by the Thayer Bobcat. And a foul going to be called on Southside. Heath Combs with a huge defensive play to get the steal. Fouls on number 33, Williams, his third. That's elementary right now. Thayer's got to get the ball inbound. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout here. 35 seconds. Matter of fact, 35.2 seconds to go in the game. Thayer up by one. If they get the ball across midcourt, there's not a whole lot that Southside can do other than try and foul them twice to get them to the free throw line. Wow, what a game this has been. Thayer led 17-9 at the end of a quarter, 23-17 after two quarters, 28-26 after three, and they lead it 39-38 with 35 seconds to go. And if Thayer's going to inbound on the baseline, down under the south side basket, so they'll have to go the length of the floor. And the shot clock will be on because we've got 35.2 left in the game and, of course, 35 on the shot clock. Neither team is into the bonus yet. Southside's committed three fouls. Thayer's only committed one. Hope you've enjoyed this one tonight. Thayer Bobcat looking to get back to the championship game for the fifth consecutive year being in this tournament. They've been in it four prior to this, and they've been to the championship game every time, winning it three times. By the way, Southside has won this tournament more than any other school, eight in the 46-year history. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it into Hollis Deckard in the backcourt. Hollis gets double-teamed in the corner and calls a quick timeout, down to 30 seconds to play in the game. And Thayer gets a timeout. Let's take a timeout. All right, we'll be back in 30. This timeout brought to you by our friends over at Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley and Thayer back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats get a chance to repeat as the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament champions. They won it last year. And they lead it by one with 30 seconds to play. 31 seconds now on the shot clock. Don't know how that happened, but it did. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Got to go the length of the floor. South side, I would assume, is going to try and foul whoever gets the ball inbound here. Bobcat running the play. Get it into a Trinkler. Trinkler running away from the defense up the floor. Has the ball poked away from behind, but a foul going to be called on the play. Foul's going to be on number two, Trey Allen, his first of the game. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 27 seconds to go. Now they can put Thayer at the free throw line on the next foul. Well, free throws are going to decide this one, folks. Bobcats looking inbound, going to have to hurry. Combs gets it into Trinkler, wide open under the bucket. Kicks it out to Belcher. Thayer will try to run out the clock. Ball comes out to Hollis Beckett, and now Belcher gets fouled with 22 seconds left in the game. The shot clock is off, by the way. And that free throw, or that foul, will send Jaden Belcher to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Boy, if he could make both these, it would be huge. Big sophomore leads all scorers tonight with 22, and it hits the first one, gives him 23 in the game. Leads all scorers for both teams. Looking to hit another one, trying to make it a three-point advantage. It is no good. Rebound, tipped out, controlled by Southside. They got it. Pushing up the floor. Got it up to Pate. Pate trying to find somebody open. 14 seconds to go. Southside with a chance to tie it with a bucket. Win it with a three. Pate's got it. Left side. Gives it out front for Allen. Down to seven. Southside got it. Back to Pate. Pate pulls up. His shot is blocked. It's a buzzer. And it's over. Jaden Belcher blocks the three-point shot at the buzzer. And the Thayer Bobcats hang on for the win, 40-38 over the Southside Southerners, and your Thayer Bobcats are headed back to the championship game of the Lyon College High School Tournament presented by Mark Martin Automotive Group. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall mornings and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
We're back in Batesville, Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament presented by the Mark Martin Automotive Group. And we're joined here by Matt Pitts, head coach of the winners tonight, the Thayer Bobcats, 40-38. And, Coach, we talked prior to the game. You said you thought the offense was okay in the season opener. It was the defense that you thought really kind of let it down. Yeah. But tonight I thought the defense was outstanding because this is a Southside team that scores about 70 a game.
Yeah, no, we did a good job, and things were just better. Kids start. I mean, it's a process, and it's just hard to jump out there and play somebody like the quality of Mansfield and feel like you're in a really good spot because we weren't. But tonight was better. You know, just things that we did, we worked. I thought our effort was good against Mansfield. I'm not saying that. But tonight was even a little better. And, you know, we out-rebounded them so bad in the first half, and in the second half they kicked our tail, and that's what allowed them to get back in the game. And they made a few timely shots, and then but Jaden Belcher made some big plays down the stretch, made a big block on his three. But a group effort, it took all of us, and we got it done today.
Well, and your young kids seem to really be coming on strong and catching up with the varsity game. And they're going to include Jaden Belcher in that because he didn't play a lot of varsity last year. You know, spent most of his time playing JV, but he led you tonight with 23 big points. And like you said, the block there at the buzzer to stop the three. And you guys rebounded. They were 6'11 and 6'8 down low.
Yeah,
and
no,
your guys rebounded. And like you said, in the first half, I thought it was outstanding.
Yes, it was. And I think we may have got a little tired. And then just, you know, just not understanding the sense of urgency. You got to have every one of them. And then down the stretch, we started getting them again. But you got to do that for four quarters, and we did it for about three, and that kept it, that let them stay in the game.
All right, so a championship game Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And we got, I'm looking at them right now, building them.
The winner of Cedar Ridge and Mountain View.
Right. Yeah, so Cedar Ridge, we're familiar with those boys.
We've done that a few times.
Yes, we have. All right, so how does it feel coming down here? This is the fifth year, been here 5 years, and you've won the thing three times.
I like it because, number one, it's close, but then you get down here and you get to play people that you don't ever play. And
different style of basketball.
Yeah, and the shot clock, I mean, makes it tough because that made it hard today because there was a couple possessions. It'd been nice to drag out for another 30 seconds. We didn't
All right, so I want to ask you one more question. It hasn't done anything to do with this game, but Thayer alumni came out big time tonight. How would you like to take this team of just kids that were here tonight watching? You got Gage Fitz, Easton Fitz, Devin Harrington, Lane Grimes, Jordan Andrews, and Brandon Prince and Cooper Clark.
Well, number one, it says that's a great team. Yes. But number two, how much this means to those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Thursday night, and they could be anywhere they want to be.
Yeah.
And they're here watching these guys play. And that, to me, is a testament of what this program means to those guys.
Yeah, I would agree. And what it's going to mean to these guys
yes,
that are playing
exactly.
right now. But for those guys to be here to watch them is a huge
yes.
thing. All right, Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you
very
Mike.
Much. As always, Thayer Bobcat, Coach Matt Pitts after the ballgame. Thayer with the win, even their season record at 1-1, and will play Saturday night in the Lyon College Tournament Championship. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll come back and get your final stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
All in the style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
Still back at Lyon College, the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament semifinals. Thayer Bobcats hang on for a win, 40-38, but it took a blocked shot by Jaden Belcher as Southside shooting a three to win it. Jaden Belcher blocked it, and I know the coaches for Southside, so just for a second they were thinking he got fouled on the shot, but there was no way there was a foul on that shot. All right, let's take a look at our stats for the game. First up for the Southside Southerners, they were led by Clifton Pate. He had 4 three-pointers and ended the game with 14 points. After that, not a whole lot of scoring. 11 for the big kid, Caden Williams, the big 6'11 kid in the middle. He scored 8 of those in the second half. 3 points for Grady Sparks. 3 on a three-pointer for Ross Morrow. Trey Allen with 5 points in the game. And 2 points for Foster off the bench. For your Thayer Bobcats, they're led tonight by the big sophomore, Jaden Belcher. Scores 23 in the game and hit 3 three-pointers. Hunter Trinkler scored 9 in the game, all in the first half. Those were all three-point shots. And Hollis Deckert, with his first 3 of the season, that was the only bucket that he had tonight. And also scoring for the Bobcats, Riley White with 1 point, obviously from the free throw line. Bentley French, sophomore, another big kid, got 2. And Carter Nicholson, 2 free throws for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer hit 7 threes in the ballgame tonight. Southside hit 5. But again, your final score, 40-38. Thayer Bobcats even their record at 1-1, and they will play for the championship of the Lyon College High School Tournament Saturday night at around 7 o'clock. Probably be a little bit later than that because usually on championship day, things start running a little bit behind. Another game here tonight will be Mountain View versus Cedar Ridge. The winner will play Thayer in that championship game. The loser will play Southside in the third place game. By the way, there is a 2-girls game on Saturday as well. Southside will play for third place against Nettleton. And the championship game, Greers Ferry Westside against Mountain View. That game will be at about 4:20. They'll play the 2-girls games and then the 2-boys games. All right, Hope you enjoyed the game tonight. Thank you for joining us. Thayer Bobcat basketball this evening has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare. Oh, by the way, got to name the Thayer Bobcat player of the game. No doubt about it, Jaden Belcher, not just for scoring 23 points, but he had a couple of huge blocks, and he battled in there in the paint looking for rebounds all night long, did a really nice job. But the block shot at the buzzer to win it for the Thayer Bobcats. Our game tonight brought, by the way, the Thayer Bobcat player of the game brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Lake. Also bringing you Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer. Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop of West Plains. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains. 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. Southern Bank of Thayer, Alton and West Plains. First Feed and Farm Supply. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer. Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs. Along with Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains. The FNBC Community Bankers. Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer. Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer, Eli Martin, and Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove. Again, Thayer wins it tonight 40-38 over the Southside Southerners. For Mason, back in the studio, I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.